Hello, everyone. I apologize. I'm a little bit disorganized today. I just found out about 30 minutes ago that I would be convening this meeting. So I'm not sure who we're going to have today. We might go over some of the implementers' topics that have lingering questions, if Aaron is here. And then otherwise, if anyone has anything that they want to bring up, please feel free to unmute and let me know. All right, I think we'll give it a couple more minutes, and if none of the POs show up, then I might just let you go for the day. Since I'm really not sure what else Aaron needed for some of those topics. But again, if anyone has anything that they want to bring up, now's your chance. Dunlun.
While we wait for more people or the PO to join us, maybe I just want to quickly mention next week is WolfCon 2025, right? Is next week? Yes, I think so. So I know we haven't talked a lot about WolfCon, but I just thought maybe this is a good opportunity to remind people about this. And then this year's WolfCon is $70 for virtual instead of 50, but the agenda has been posted. So I think after the conference, if you didn't sign up for the conference and register, you can still view the presentations. That's all I want to mention. Why would we? I figure I just
That's great.
maybe.
No, thank you. I really appreciate it. Like I said, I didn't really have anything prepared for today. So, I do see Aaron is here now. Aaron, do you have any questions remaining for the implementers topics to go over today? I know there were some Duke ones, maybe.
Yeah,
Or
we could
maybe
keep going through
comments.
those. I also just want to kind of a reminder slash announcement is that when the development team is decide when they have time with all the other things and they want to pull an acquisitions topic in, the question they're going to have is, how important is this to the community? So it is really helpful if you vote on them, if this is important to you, so that we can say, yes, this is something you should use your very limited time to work on for us.
That is a great point. And let me actually just remind everyone, I will share my screen real quick and show people where that is. Let's see if I can do this here. Okay, can you see the wiki page?
Yes.
So under our acquisition SIG page over here on the left-hand side, we have this prioritizing ACSIG topics. And this will walk you through how to vote on issues. You can also see an order of what has the most votes currently. So if you just want to click into any of these, that you're interested in. You can review it, and you can also add your vote up here in the right-hand corner by clicking there. So if there's anything you're interested in, please do, like you said, go in there and vote on those to get them more visibility. There is also a section set up below that for a filter subscription. So this lets you set it up so that it will send an email to your inbox, which will have what things have been added recently. And you can, I think I have it for weekly and maybe monthly. So you can set that up and then just get it to your email whenever something new shows up if you don't want to keep coming back to this page. Yeah, so please do vote on those. I see Dennis is also here. Dennis, did you have anything, or would you like us to maybe keep looking at what's left of questions for implementers topics?
I don't have anything specific. I'm happy to look at implementers topics. I've mostly been thinking about WolfCon presentations, preparing things for those. So, yeah.
Okay, absolutely. Yeah, no worries. So let's see. Aaron, would you like me to share my screen on those? Or
sure.
Do you have? Okay.
Yeah, I'd like to look at some of the Duke ones. I think, trying to remember, it looks like I took that we talked about 38 last time, because I've taken, I think, a lot of notes on it. But looking at 40, unfortunately, 39 is now in the archive, must be in the archive section, if we want to reference that. Which is add a field for mail address of a direct contact person to the cards and the accordion contact information. While 40 is there isn't a data element on the contact information address for the name. So the question one, is this still something that is needed? And if the answer is yes, is it something we're still interested in seeing developed? I think this is like adding for contact information, adding an attention to or a specific department as an additional part of an address field for vendor contact information.
Bung Lam, please go ahead.
Is it adding them there for so you can print it out and mail it to for that purpose? Because there's also contact people underneath that, right? Contact people. So you can add contact name there, but that's just for example the rep or whoever that you may be in contact with, or you want other people to know who you can get in contact with. But for that, contact information session as a whole, seems to me all these are just address basis. But I mean, I don't oppose adding the name, but I was just wondering what it's used for, or if you just look for the name, shouldn't you just go under contact people to look for contact?
Yeah, I think this is specifically for the vendor address. The proposal is would be to add a some sort of field for additional details. Doesn't look like anything like that has been added since 2001.
I guess if I don't know if anybody feel this strongly that adding the name will be very helpful. I guess I would say if that is the case, then that should be. But I don't know. Like I said, we don't personally we don't use that name for that contact address part, so.
So that's one for closing this. Is there anyone else have any opinions? I'm counting down from 10. Yes.
I know that some of our libraries just do multiple vendors for the different addresses, so I would go for closing.
Okay. Okay, so I'm going to say that we remove this one from our list. That seems to be the
That
consensus
seems
I'm
fair.
hearing.
And someone can always add a new one if they decide they need
Yep, if we
it
change our mind,
later.
it'll end up in the archive list.
Oh, can you move stuff in the archive back into the so if somebody decided this is really important, we need to look into further. I
Yes,
wasn't sure.
it's not exactly a it's me copying and pasting one line and pasting it somewhere else, but yes, it can be done.
Or even referenced, like how this one is doing, maybe with number 39.
The next Duke one is 44. Which is making receipt date something that can be editable at the time of PO line creation. Lisa?
Something that has always been of interest to me, and I'm not sure if this is the place or not, but I always wished if we entered the receipt date as we were creating an order for like an approval book, then it would just automatically receive the thing in the receiving app instead of having to go to the receiving app to receive it. Does that make sense?
Yeah, so
I would, yes. Yes, to Lisa's question. Yes.
Dennis, do you have any thoughts on that? Because I.
Thoughts on like specifically why the receiving data is here? Sorry.
With 44 is proposed that we kind of amend that so that a POL with a receiving date, if it were like from an approval plan, I'm guessing on save would automatically receive based off that. Am I representing that correctly?
Yes, that would be a wish list of mine. And as I was reading through this old Duke thing, it reminded me of that wish.
That it would receive based on what you set the date to be.
The received, what's it called? Received date field in the POL. If we enter a date manually there, could it receive the piece in the receiving app?
Yeah, the purpose be, I guess, why specifically would you want it to do that? Would it be so that you don't have to go to the receiving app to click receive?
Yes.
And
Yes.
if it were, does this typically happen when there's more than one piece or only when there's one piece that you need to?
It could be one piece, or it could be a whole approval plan shipment of pieces, just to save time from
Clicking
doing the
through.
work in the POL and then going into receiving and receiving everything in a separate step.
Yeah, so I think we do have a story for like receive all
That
for.
would be great too.
Yeah, I think it's written up as, and it might actually be from the invoice. Like being able to receive all from an invoice. I can't exactly remember how that's worded, but I know that there's a story for having it, like sort of a receive all functionality. I don't know that I love the idea of triggering something based on editing the date field. Like we potentially could do that. But if really the goal here is just like, more efficient receiving, then I think that other story probably covers this.
If it's done from the invoice, people paying invoices and at our school at least
Don't do the.
don't do receiving.
That's fair. There might be a, it might reference both. I'm just going to try and find that story really quick.
Okay. Well, Dennis looks at that. The next one is 45. I looked at this and I think it's done. And I just wanted to check to see if that it matches the expectations
Yeah,
that were set
so
out.
I just looked in Bugfest for Sunflower at least, and it does look like the subscription to dates are editable. I know the renewal date is editable, and I think the subscription to date. So that meets what I was requesting. And I know Julie made a note about the difference of language. Subscription from and subscription to in the order line versus start date and end date in the invoice line. When I was trying to look in Bugfest, it was all in French, so I have no idea in Sunflower if that's still the case, but it is in Ramzin's. I don't really have a problem with the difference of the labeling. So that, I guess that would be the only thing, is if there's anyone who would like those terms to be consistent, then maybe that's still work remaining to be done. But the
the piece specifically that I was interested in, it does look like, at least as of Sunflower, that it will all be editable once the order is open. So, does anyone care, I guess, about the language difference between order line and voice lines?
I may, if the if it's not updated, it's always better from and the perspective of a person who periodically writes documentation. It is nicer when all the words are the same. So I will
So,
check on that, and if it's not set, I will open a ticket. I'll create a ticket for changing the language and invoices to match orders, although I kind of remember there's a t one for this already. And then I will close this one. Dennis in chat is sharing the receive all ticket that exists.
So that happens with the change of the POL line, it looks like.
Yes, well, that's how it's described here. I'm pretty sure there's one about doing this from the invoice step as well, but this is specifically for purchase order line. It was created a long time ago. It was created in 2023, almost exactly 2 years ago. But I think it's a similar idea, to be able to receive everything that's currently expected. But maybe a better mechanism for doing that is just editing the status to fully received. Because you can, when the order is open, you can edit the POL status, the POL receipt status. And we could just put an action in the action menu as well. Like there isn't much described here, but you could certainly put an action in the action menu that allows you to do this rather than having to edit the POL and change the status to fully received. But either one, if we take this approach, either way, it would accomplish the same thing. You could have both, or you could just have that logic in place. And maybe additionally, when you click fully, when you set it to fully received, it should set the receipt date. And I think it probably would if it's doing the pieces because the pieces, I believe the pieces set the date received, but it's been a long time since I looked at the details here. So, as a good question in chat, we need to do this for every POL. The way it's written here is really just for POLs, but I think if you have use cases for like an entire purchase order doing this, it would be very easy to accomplish that with like a action at the PO level that's, set all PO lines to fully received, basically.
That sounds good to me for our approval shipments where everything is in hand and we may have a PO with 30 POLs attached.
Yeah, it would be simple to implement that, at least. Well, relatively simple. because it's the same thing, basically. You're just clicking one trigger and then the system's setting the status of all the POLs, the receipt status of all the POLs to fully received, unless they are already fully received, or maybe they're canceled, or there might be a little bit of stuff for us to unpack there, but for the most part, I think this would be pretty straightforward.
Okay. So I will write up the ticket for that amended case. I will reference 4360 as well in that. So just to review so far, 40, we're going to close, no development. 44, we're going to change to instead request a feature to be able to close all, receive all from the PO level. 45, we're also going to close, but we're going to double check that the language between invoices and POLs is consistent. And if not, ask for that, but otherwise close that issue.
Yeah, that sounds good.
That is a lot. I'll be very happy when we can move that one off because I don't know why it got that long. So 46, the follow-up is to create a wiki page for additional use cases, and for users to add more detail to the description.
I can go if we don't have one already. I don't see one linked here. Dennis, would it help if I made a wiki page for this?
A wiki page for the
For I guess things that people are interested in default controls and settings. I don't know which this looks like it's for 2022. I don't know if any of these exist
I
or.
Dennis, is there a ticket for invoice templates?
There is definitely a feature written up for invoice templates.
So I yeah.
I
I'm
remember. I remember talking about defaults, like settings defaults to create a wiki page for collecting use cases for additional defaults. I have to search the wiki, but I don't think this page was ever created. Yeah. It would be, I think, probably best to collect use cases for this because if we're going to implement a page in settings where you can like define additional order defaults, I'm trying to remember this. Like, I have a feeling this kind of was put by the wayside because of the order template that came into place. Because all of this stuff, like re-encumber, yeah. And so if you want to set these for invoices, it's probably more appropriate. Aaron, this is probably where you're going, is that it might be more appropriate to look at just the invoice templates.
Yeah, if the concern is that there's a need to repeatedly set things for each invoice, I would be wondering if having an invoice template would accomplish the same task, or is it better to be able to set default values?
Like my perspective on this is that the trouble with the settings area and like global defaults is that in past when we've explored this stuff, a lot of it is sort of dependent on something else. Like if it's electronic format, then we want this box checked, like because the workflows are slightly different, right? And because of that, templates are just much more flexible. And probably accommodate, 99% of use cases with, for sure, with more complexity, but also maybe only marginally more complexity, whereas like a global defaults would be probably too rigid for most people to really benefit from.
Yeah, I can speak as a, instead of as a assistant, as a practitioner that this would not work for five colleges. We have too many use cases to set a
Right.
single unified
Yeah.
default behavior.
That's
I'm seeing general approval. So can I say for the follow-up that we will close this in favor of promoting the priority of invoice templates?
I think that sounds good.
Okay, good progress. Fifty-one, which is also supported
Can
by Martina.
be closed, I guess, because you can add the contact information and interfaces in Crasnidio without saving first.
Okay, then I guess we don't need a follow-up from Dennis there. Fifty-four is actually from Sarah, but there was the creation of a wiki page for this. Don't see it linked from this
So
ticket.
is the wiki page, I think this one that Joe created is different from use cases.
I mean, if this is about binding, we really probably should consult Joe here because we built out substantial binding functionality.
Yeah, Sarah here. There's just been a there is since 2022 there has been a lot of development in binding.
Yeah.
I don't know if Sarah's here
I think
today.
she is not here
Okay.
today.
Okay. So we may want to revisit
Yeah,
and
we
see
can.
if this has actually been resolved with the building out of the binding functionality.
So this says this is no longer relevant for Duke,
Yes.
so maybe we
Well, I
can.
mean, Duke is on Alma now, so there were also change. I know there were a lot of changes to currency and fiscal years and budgets. I can't remember how things used to be. I guess the first question is, does anyone would this be of interest to anyone? And then I think this is not something that it used much, but I'm questioning, is this already implemented? Dennis, do you know offhand?
Could you just read the headline for me? Because I'm not looking at it right now.
Oh, sorry. The finance fund displays a currency value which isn't editable during fund creation and is set to the primary currency in settings, tenant language, and localization. Do institutions need to have some funds designated as a different currency than the tenant? And the right of the time is a logical approach here would be to expose the currency setting in the fiscal year level such that users could explicitly set it when creating a fiscal year.
We did do that.
Okay. That's what I thought.
Yeah.
So, done and close.
I was also wondering about 58, if this is still a problem even. I think if I remember correctly, once you close out, it kind of takes you closer to the line that you just edited. Is that...
Yeah, I do not know this offhand.
I might be able to go and check that. There's also no name, so I don't know who.
Yeah.
I can look at that.
I think currently, if you're looking at it, view an invoice line screen, and if you close that line, it takes you back to the main invoice, the top of the invoice.
Oh, does it?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. For some reason, I thought there was some work at some point to get it closer to the area you clicked from, but you're probably correct.
I thought we did implement this. If we didn't, then there is a story for it already, I'm pretty sure. Where, like, if you're, unless it's describing a different view, but if you're looking at an invoice and you have the list of invoice lines, and you click on one of the lines, I believe when you press back, the way it was described is like you're still in the same place in the list. If we haven't implemented that, there is, I believe, a story for it.
Okay. I will try to track down that story. If it exists, I will
close
this ticket.
Dennis, what you mentioned, that if you are looking at the invoice and then you click on any of the invoice line and look at it, and then you press that arrow back, it will take you to the main invoice. So you will be looking at that main invoice with the however many lines you have, basically the main invoice screen. Is that what you mean?
Yes. The way it was worded was you'd come back, but the invoice lines table, if let's say there were 100 invoice lines and you clicked on the 50th one, when you came back to the invoice view, that table would be displaying the 50th invoice line, like kind of in the middle there. I don't know if exactly described that way, but that's the idea. Like when you click on an invoice line, you look at it, you click back, you're still in the same place in the invoice lines list in that view.
I see what you're...
Like you don't lose your place.
Okay, got it. We don't have, I don't know. I have to find one that was so many lines to test it.
Yeah, I was checking in Bugfest, but a lot of them only have like one line. So it's not sure how helpful that is.
Yeah,
this is one of those things that you don't know, nobody notices until they have, 200 invoice lines. Okay, so my follow-up there is to find the if there is an existing issue for that, this. If not, I'll write this up. So I'm going to change this to in progress. Even though we don't have a person who submitted this, it does seem pretty self-explanatory. And I would there be general interest in seeing this if there isn't a story already?
I could see it being useful if it's possible and there isn't a story.
I can also appreciate that this would be useful. I think it would be helpful if there was like if the component allowed us to do this, like as a in general Folio thing, because I'm sure this problem exists in a lot of places in Folio. Maybe it's been solved already somewhere else, and it's just a matter of like applying that.
I don't know too if it would be
But
possible.
yeah.
I don't know what's, how much work, but if it would be possible to somehow highlight like the line you just left from.
I think I wrote something up for that.
Okay.
I have a memory of
Just
it.
so that visually it would be quick to
Now
find.
we're getting crazy here, highlighting stuff. I'm just kidding.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think I'm pretty sure that that has been talked about as well, but
Okay.
yeah.
I want to mention, I just found an invoice with 14 invoice lines. So I click on one of them and then I click the back. It went back to main invoice, but the highlight is a light blue highlight, was pointed at different line. I mean, close, but not. It's like I click on line three and then highlight. When I went back to main invoice, that highlights stay on the line eight. I don't know if it's just personality, like close to that line, or doesn't go back to that same line. At least that's in for this one.
Does your screen, do you go back? When you go back, it goes back to the very top of the invoice, or?
No, it's, let me click on a different line again, see 13. Goes back to, I can show you. I mean, goes back to not the
Yeah,
top.
if you
It's just
don't
like it
mind.
shows, show the, it just goes back to the middle, but it does display. So I don't think it's back to where I click. I don't know. Maybe I need to find a 50 line invoice to do better experiment.
Yeah, maybe we can test it out in Bugfest if
Yeah.
nothing else. Let me go back to sh Yeah, it sounds familiar, so maybe we can at least check whether there's a story already.
Okay, we want to move on to 60. So this is changing the orders UI to move, move a lot of things around. The follow-up is to review things with Kimi. The question here is this something we would still be interested in seeing?
So this is great. So I guess it's moving the PO lines. Does it say where? It just says further up.
Yeah, proposal would be to shift the ongoing order information down. Subscription would need to be the top. PO summary could be collapsed.
Does anyone feel like they are struggling with where the PO lines are?
Not
Maybe
really
not.
hearing any dissatisfaction. So I'm going to mark this as closed.
Wonder if that's all of the. Oh, here's one from Duke.
Yeah, if we go to 67.
So they wanted the ability to hide tags. But maybe just from orders. Is there
Yeah.
anyone else who has any interest in hiding tags, particularly from orders?
This does seem like interesting functionality for tags. Obviously, I think they were coming from a place of really not wanting to use tags.
Yeah.
And so, just wanting to keep people from looking at it. The purchase order templates now kind of allow you to hide certain fields. So if you're using order templates, if users are using the order templates, you may have set them up so they don't see the tags field. Like maybe this is partially covered by
Covers,
that.
yeah.
But otherwise, yeah, I mean, there are just so many ways that tags, I think, could be enhanced. And if they were, like, much more valuable to the point where this may not be desired. But yeah, that hasn't happened yet.
Is there a SIG that handles tags, or are they just sort of orphaned right now?
They are, yeah, I believe they are essentially orphaned at this point.
Okay.
No one's really pushing the use of tags functionality.
I see.
Yeah, Anne Marie was passionate about tags and
It's unfortunate because I think there are a lot of things that could have been done with tags. Or managed with tags effectively, if there was certain functionality in tags to accommodate it. But I think a lot of that has now been done with custom fields. And in
Okay.
the end, maybe that is just a better fit anyway, for a lot of use cases. So, yeah.
Okay. So I'm gonna make a note to close. Bring up again if there's ever tag element. Maybe we have time for one more. 68. We're wondering why records display in the receiving app for orders that are created with a receipt status, receipt not required. And follow up is when a purchase order line has a receipt status of receipt not required, the receiving title should be hidden from the results list.
This is an interesting one, honestly. I can't actually remember if we implemented hiding of the title, the receiving title, but when you use receipt not required, pieces are not created for the title anymore. I think you still see the title. If memory serves, and partly that would be, especially for synchronized orders, there's no way to, we ended up locking down location, editing. So it anyway, it may be complex to hide titles in certain circumstances. But at the same time, it kind of makes sense to me why you would want to hide the receiving titles if receipt's not required.
Is there, sorry, go ahead.
I'm just thinking, I want to look at the UI one more time because I think you can filter them out. Order type, order status.
Yeah, I don't remember Duke had a, they had some thoughts about how things should work and how there should be system-based restrictions.
I think maybe more interesting to me for this would be to think about adding an additional filter to the receiving area for purchase order line receipt status. I'm kind of surprised we've never added this here. But we have the order status, and we have the receiving status, which is actually the piece, like status of pieces, right? Expected, received, late, claimed, late. But we don't have the purchase order line receipt status, which would be, pending or awaiting receipt or fully received or receipt not required. Having that filter would allow us to accomplish this and maybe provide some more flexibility as well. I don't know if anyone has thoughts on that.
I'm seeing some thumbs up.
Donglan, I think, was first, and then Julie.
I guess, Dennis, my question is, so when you set a receiving status in a PLL as received not required, And then the inventory status is just instance holding for electronic titles. So essentially, you're just indicating we'll never be receiving this title. No need to do that. So still, an entry, a record was generated in the receiving edit. When you search in receiving app, if you search by that title, it still shows up as a receiving record, even though it said already say not receive not required. So I guess is that the system's default? If you just create a PO, there's gonna be a receiving record for that item regardless whatever you set. I guess that's where I was a little bit confused. Maybe I
Yes.
did not. Okay.
Yes, for every POL that you open, there will be a receiving title, at least
Okay.
currently.
Okay. Thank you. That's what I need.
And Julie?
I was just going to say that theoretically, I understand this request, but in practice, I'm not sure we've encountered it being an issue. So I think Dennis's suggestion as a filter is a good one. I'm trying to understand the package situation that's being described as a use case. I'm not sure I completely understand that.
I can add that packages are now filterable, so that works for us.
Okay. Don't think we're going to get to another one.
Yeah, I think since we have about 3 minutes left, maybe this is a good place to stop. So thank you very much, Aaron, for helping us go through those, and
It's
cleaning those up.
so much fun to check things off a list.
I'm sure that it is. I appreciate everyone being here and providing feedback, and thank you for your time, and I hope you all have a great day.
Thank
Yeah, thank you
you.
both. This was great. Cheers.